Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is conception. The definition we're going to focus on with this word is often the first one you'll see in a dictionary entry. The action of conceiving a child or of a child being conceived. The reason for taking up a study on this word today is because this week marks the 45th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, which determined that women have a right to abort their unborn children. The number of abortions in the U.S. since this landmark decision is estimated to be over 60 million. This decision has also opened up the debate as to when life begins, at conception or sometime later. The thing is, we have laws in our country against taking human life, and this is a good thing. But isn't that what we're doing when we abort a child? Those who support abortion don't want to think about it as murder, and so the thought is that before the child is born, then, that the child must not be a person. However, God's Word clearly defines conception as the beginning of human life. It is God who forms us in our mother's womb, as is clearly stated in Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. As to the question of whether or not the preborn are human beings, we have the response of John the Baptist to Mary's greeting in Luke 1:41. And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In Exodus 21, verses 22 through 25, we see that people are not permitted to take human life before birth. We read, "If men fight and hurt a woman with child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished accordingly as the woman's husband imposes on him, and he shall pay as the judge determines. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe." There are more passages we can look at, like Jeremiah 1 verse 5, where our Lord says to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Here God tells Jeremiah that he was set apart before he was born. This would indicate that there was a personhood present before Jeremiah's birth. The verse then indicates that God considered Jeremiah a person and that he was known before he was formed. And Psalm 51 verse 5, where David says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Here David sees that he was sinful even at the time he was conceived. If he was not a person before his birth, he could not have a sinful nature at that time. A pre-human mass of cells could not have any basis for morality. Only the humanness occurring at the time of conception would allow David to possess a sinful nature at that time. The Bible contains numerous references to the unborn, and each time the Bible speaks of the unborn, there is a reference to an actual person, a living human being already in existence. These scriptures, taken in context, all indicate that God considers the unborn to be people. The language of the texts continually describes them in personal terms. Since the Bible treats the unborn as real people, our conclusion is simply that life begins at conception. No other conclusion is possible. Society continually seeks to devalue the lives of the unborn, creating its own definitions of humanity based on a distorted view of morality. But the undeniable fact is that life begins at conception. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.